This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Joining us here in studio, Bill Baby Tao Schmid, the co-host of The Big Show on our flagship station out in Milwaukee, also on the Milwaukee post-game show, the Milwaukee basketball post-game show as well. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Last night was a lot of fun. Bucks fans have wanted them to have some tight games here coming up down the stretch. Didn't necessarily think it would happen again in overtime after you're up 20, but now it sets up for a huge game tonight, which I can only imagine the emotions are going to be interesting for this Bucks team, Bill. You go back into this place, Scotiabank Arena, for the first time since losing Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Well, that's just it. They've had this game circled. I think it'd be crazy if you didn't. So you had this game circled for a while now. I think last night, and I said this today, you beat the hell out of the 76ers, with or without Ben Simmons. Yep. You were going to beat that team. You look to what tonight is, and I think last night kind of got lost. I think they just kind of rolled the basketballs out and figured they'd win that game. And so some people freak out. Oh, my God, the Wizards almost beat. Who cares? You know, they're still one of the best teams in the NBA, if not the best team in the NBA. So, to me, I think they were looking past last night, getting ready for tonight. And tonight is what they've circled on the calendar.
For sure. And I think this is different than any other kind of back-to-back where you play a good team the second night of the back-to-back. Like, they go to Phoenix and then Denver later on in the month of March.
Right.
You're going to go in saying, we got to get the Phoenix game. Don't know what's going to happen against Denver. You go into this one knowing you want the Toronto game. And especially after they go up 20 in the second half last night, you could feel the wheels kind of start to slow down. And momentum wasn't great all night. Giannis had, 6 turnovers in the first half of that game and then fouls out. I mean, he was good from the floor, but didn't necessarily shoot it from the outside as much. Those games, though, last night, more indicative to me, Bill, and I don't know what your audience says across the state and around the surrounding borders, but for Chris Middleton to have a game like last night, we were talking about getting ready for the big show here today. He does that in game 5 of the second round of the NBA playoffs.
Right.
And immediately people start answering those questions that they've had about Chris. But in a game where you knew Giannis wasn't going to be able to come back after, the final 4 minutes of the night, he took over there into the overtime and faced some adversity in there, missing 6 consecutive shots. Still bouncing it back and scoring their last 9. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the whole thing about last night where people want to knock whatever. I mean, there's always a knock. You know, somebody, you can't just believe they're a good team. And I get it because people want to believe, well, when you get to the postseason, when you get to the finals. And I've said all along, look, I expect the finals this year. I expect an Eastern Conference finals this year. I don't take it for granted that they should just win the championship. You haven't won one since 71. You know what I mean? It's so hard to get back there. Now, they've had a bad run, and I understand all of that. But, man, I'm just enjoying the ride. There's a lot of people that should just stop worrying about what they did and didn't do and just look at the team as a whole and say, everybody's got a role. Everybody knows their role. If you listen to the guys talk, there's camaraderie, there's chemistry off the court and on the court, there's no infighting, there's no finger-pointing, there's no bitching, no whining, nobody's complaining about the coaching staff, nobody's complaining about playing time. It's like everything right now is trending in the right direction, and the injuries, knock on wood, have been at a minimal this year.
Feels very similar to what you just explained, what we talked about all year long with the Green Bay Packers. You don't know exactly what it is, but there's a different feeling. There's a different sense.
The difference between them and the Packers, though, is this Bucs team
You were supposed to be here, too.
You're supposed to be here, but they're good. They're really good.
And hearing you and Dante on Friday night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, when he's comparing this group to groups that he had at Nova when they were winning titles, you can't necessarily overlook that because I think it's so much harder to get that in pro sports, right? The college atmosphere, and you can speak to this being in those locker rooms, the college atmosphere lends itself to you becoming boys with everybody you play with. You live with each other. Yeah. You're talking about now one guy who's 25 years old, the best player in the world, just had a kid. Chris Middleton's a 28-year-old dude, has had kids. George Hill, a father. Wesley Matthews, a father. And then you're looking at the other guys like Pat Connaughton, who goes, hey, man, that's not me. I can be an uncle. I'll be the fun guy. Dante's like, you guys are trying to get me in trouble. Everybody's in a different stage of their life. So to be able to bring that culture and that camaraderie together, it's just not something you see all the time.
I thought it was interesting when Dante said he'd come into the game, he wasn't warmed up, and immediately Bledsoe calls his number, and he looked at Bled and said, I'm not ready. I'm not warmed up yet, and he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to get him involved, because they were excited about playing with him, because they wanted to see him shoot it coming off of the bench. So it's like everybody's got everybody's back, and there's you can't statistically rate that. There's no sabermetric to that, but it just seems like teams that have there's something going on in the locker room. It seems like that translates to the court,
and it does when you're able to go 12 deep, right? Like I mean, and them running Dante into that first group, and continuing now, it feels like Marvin Williams is getting thrown into that rotation a lot heavier as of late since being acquired too. They're trying to get every single player used to playing with everybody because they don't know who they're going to need come playoff time. Unlike a lot of groups where the rotations shorten up to about 8 guys come playoff time, I would be stunned if Budenholzer isn't still going 10 deep once this thing gets into May.
So do you think they do anything different tonight? Because you know the philosophy is going to be bang on Giannis in the middle.
Sure. I don't believe... And how they've played all year long, they haven't kept Giannis with the ball in his hand at the top of the circle as much and relied upon that all year like they did last year. And towards the end of that series, once everybody seemed to go cold, right, and Nikola Mirotic was completely non-existent, but Middleton went slow. Bledsoe went ice cold into the final four games of that series, and it was leaning on Giannis, take it from 30 feet away, drive in. They don't have that type of dominant perimeter defender. They do still have the length and the size inside with Siakam, and Gasol is still going to be able to protect the rim decently well. But I expect them to try to get Giannis into the painted area inside of 12, 15 feet away without the ball a lot more time, still with the idea that he is going to be the finisher. And to be able to attack inside the arc a little bit more than they did all of last season's final 6 games, and really the final 4 games, final 3 after you lost the double overtime game, which really swung the series. That's where I think the difference comes tonight. I expect Giannis to have a huge night, though, tonight, especially coming off last, fouling out. They've got something for this group, and it is going to be a great test that we get.
What's
tonight.
The over and under on 33 by Giannis? Would you take the over or the under?
I would probably take the over.
Yeah.
I'd probably take the over. And the cool thing that they do now, Bill, is they combine points, rebounds, and assists. I think that number's at 49.5.
Yeah.
That I would definitely take the over of.
Just points alone, I think I'm going to take the over for 33.
I think he's going to have a huge night.
40?
Just about in that territory, 35 to 40.
It's cold in here. What are you sweating for?
Dude, I'm a huge guy. Come on, man. You know what I do.
What are you sweating for? I'm looking at you and
I'm always
sweat
sweating,
down
baby.
Your side of your
once
head.
Once I get moving and I start talking Bucks, you should see me in here for post-game shows. I was dripping last night, and I didn't even sweat it. I didn't even have a Bucks with the 14.
I used to work with, his name was Tim Lewis. He would come out of the bathroom just like have to go change his clothes. He used to wear shorts all the time. Like, well, I mean, 50 Vortex below, you know.
And the issue is it's Fat Tuesday in here, so everybody's going to just parade around how many different donuts. That fires the sweat glands because I don't want to scarf them down all day.
1.5. And then I got to stop because I've been doing too good. So
and they're just staring at
and
you,
they do.
Too. The worst part about it, every time you walk past.
And the fact that it comes at the same time as Girl Scouts cookie season. So I'm getting ready for the March Madness with that. So if the Bucks win tonight, what does it mean?
I don't know that it means a whole lot more to the outside world. I don't think that the national shows are going to get up in arms and say the Bucks are finally arrived because they were able to beat the team that they lost to last year. I think in that locker room, it gives them a little bit more confidence. They're not lacking any, though. If anything, this is just one that you touched on just before. You circle this game on the calendar. You know you want it. You had a tough one last night. Go in, get the win, and then you get these guys for two more here with the last 25 games to go. They're going to see this team three times in the final 25 games.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, and the other question, and I don't know if you had caught it when we were talking to Dante, is do you go for 70, and what becomes the manageability of load management for Coach Bud?
It's going to be tough because they're going to need an epic run to get there still, and the entirety of the season has been ridiculous. If they're within, I think, the final six, and they got to win five of the final six,
yeah,
I think they do keep the pressure down. But if they need something like they need to win their final nine games to get it, I do think they kind of scale back, still with it in mind, yeah, and it'll be brought up.
Yeah, if they have to win, say, four out of their last seven,
sure,
go for it.
Then you're going
for
it. But
if you
got
to win nine straight to get there, no, I'm calling
the
dogs off.
And what we're talking about here is they got four losses to play with. If they got to win four of their last seven, they're going on another 10, 15 game winning streak here, right, in the next couple of weeks.
Yep, no doubt about it. Billy, always good, buddy. Enjoy.
Appreciate it, man.
Go towel off.
I will. I'll go take another shower.
Two words. Sham wow. There you have it. That's Baby Talish. Bill Schmidt joining us here in studio talking a little Bucks basketball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.